Was she?
No.
You're a dragon. Be a dragon.
This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female-identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Hearing, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, I'm Amanda, and with me today is my awesome, hilarious, raptastic co-host, Monica. Hi, Mon.
Raptastic co-host. You get a bit over your head with what just happened, right?
It was rap and it was awesome.
Yeah. And I heard you already want to bother our listeners with what just happened. But whatever. Enjoy the show. Probably at the end. Who knows? Or in between. Who the fuck knows? Hi, Amanda.
How's it going?
A bit tired, but other than that, all good in the hood, I guess. Settling back in after holidays, first crazy week, getting a new car and shit. So now I'm all trying to get a hold of work again and life and stuff. How about you?
Nice. Well, that sounds like fun. I'm glad that you're getting over the holiday. I'm good.
That doesn't sound convincing now.
No, I am good. Tom's sick. He's got like the flu or something. So we've just been watching a lot of TV lately, not too much else going on. Oh, well, that's kind of a lie. I started streaming on Twitch.
See, look at you lying to our listeners.
I know, I'm so sorry. I started streaming on Twitch last week. Oh my gosh, it was only last week, I think it was. And that's been going really fun.
Nice. I haven't seen you live yet. You have either weird times or I didn't. Sorry, either way.
Well, the first time you were in Morocco, so you're forgiven.
Thank you.
And then I streamed Friday night and Saturday afternoon, I think.
I was caught up in Jessica Jones land then, I guess.
That's fair.
Because that happened.
Yeah. Well, if you would like to catch me live, I'm totally going to plug this. Follow me on twitch.tv/followmoyakrava. It's like a variety stream. I will put it in the show notes because why not? Self-promo. It's my own show, right?
Sure. I have nothing to promo, but sure.
And one day when we figure out how to do it and get the right equipment, Monica and I are totally going to be Mario Kart challenging each other live on stream.
That would be awesome.
It's 100% going to happen.
I was thinking about looking into an adapter situation with a Switch. Because apparently that works somehow. I saw it happen. I saw people play on YouTube, so whatever.
No, it totally does. I was looking it up, but it's like £100 to £150 for one of the adapters.
What?
I think. Unless I was looking up the totally wrong thing. But yeah, it seemed like an expensive endeavor. And I was like, maybe this is what we'll use our Patreon money for.
Yes. And another amazing pointer right there, if you want to join our Patreon, you can do so at patreon.com/geekhearing. A lot of awesome stuff will be happening there soon.
Yes. So I'm going to be looking at it before this episode even comes out. We're going to have some updates going up and making it all awesome. And we're going to be doing some roundtable discussions just for our patrons.
Which will be amazing.
Mm-hmm. So now is the time to get involved in the Geek Hearing Patreon.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm saying. Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah! Basically.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
The last thing that we're going to plug is we're coming up on 1 year of Geek Hearing, which is so awesome that Monica and I have stuck with something publicly for a year.
Who would have thought that this would last? Nobody. Everybody was against us because we are like squirrels. Shiny object syndrome. But we stuck to it.
And it's definitely like become a habit now, right? So we are totally in this for the long haul.
We are in this for the long haul. We realized just before this episode that we actually only skipped one in 1 year. So how awesome are we?
We're pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
I'm saying that, and I think that our listeners say that as well. And that's what I'm going to ask listeners. If you think that we're really awesome, which I hope that you do, will you please leave us an iTunes review?
Yes. We haven't asked that for a long time, so maybe you really feel sorry for us now because you haven't done your iTunes review yet and you want to tell the world how awesome we are. Then you can do so at iTunes, which I can't really guide you to properly because it's weird and complicated, but maybe you will figure it out.
The link to it's Apple Podcasts now, actually. It's not even iTunes, it's Apple Podcasts.
True.
And the link is in our show notes. So please, 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 it would be amazing if you gave us a wee review over there.
Should we not call it Apple Podcast Review? That doesn't flow easily.
Yeah, Apple Podcast Review, iTunes Review, whatever. You know what we mean? Hit us up with a review.
That would be great.
Thanks.
Thanks.
And now, on to the subject.
It was the best intro ever. What are we talking about today?
We are geeking out about Disney Plus.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do.
We are very musical today.
We are. I like it. So if you've been living under a rock, Disney Plus is the brand new streaming service that is coming out of Disney.
Obviously, as the name says, I would say. Yeah. I mean, but if you have no idea, you know Disney is the movie company that's been found by
Our listeners might not know Disney Plus, but they're not totally silly, okay?
I know. But maybe people forgot that there was a guy involved who was called Walt. Whatever. Useless, I know, useless. She's shaking her head. She's disapproving of what I'm saying. Yes, Disney Plus sourcing, becoming a super competitive thing for Netflix.
Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, all those streaming services.
Hulu is not available in Austria.
No, it's only available in America.
How weird is that, though?
Super weird.
How weird is that? But yeah, it seems to be pretty competitive, though, because Disney owns a lot of shit, if you don't know it. It's not just your all-time oldie favorite Disney movies. It's also everything that has to do with Star Wars. All the Marvel, all stuff. Pixar.
21st Century Fox.
Now, recently, right?
Very recently, yeah. Like in the last month.
Yeah, so they bought it after they announced the streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're huge. So that doesn't mean that you only need to watch The Little Mermaid or 101 Dalmatians or...
But I mean, you totally should.
Yeah, you totally should. Don't get me wrong. Should. But yeah. There is so much coming up on that platform for a ridiculous price.
Ridiculous as in ridiculously good, not ridiculously expensive.
Yes, that's true. Thanks for the pointer.
Yeah, just clarifying things for you, Mon. Now, one thing that is kind of sad for me and Monica is we don't know when we're going to be getting Disney Plus here in the UK and in Austria.
No.
There's no release dates for either country, or Europe as a whole, actually, except for the Netherlands. The Netherlands seem to have some information out.
Which is apparently, if you own an Android device, you can download the app now, and you can basically stream for free when you live in the Netherlands.
What?
Fuck,
that
man.
That doesn't seem fair.
until the what? November or something? October? I forgot.
Yeah, it's November for most of the rest of the world is getting access to Disney Plus November.
The US, and that's it.
US and New Zealand.
Weirdest combination.
And Canada.
That's the moment when you wish you were back home again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And possibly Australia. And it might be coming out in the Netherlands as well. But okay, so if you're living in the States, it's going to be $6.99 a month. That's less than the price of Netflix.
And it's for 4 accounts.
Yeah.
Whereas Netflix, you pay that for one?
You pay
one?
More for one? More for one. Totally worthwhile considering how much content is going to be on there. That's like every Disney movie ever. Every Disney Channel show ever. Every Marvel movie. Every Marvel show. Every Star Wars. Every Star Wars show.
Every Pixar movie, every Pixar short movie, I guess, everything that Pixar ever touched.
All the X-Men. I was going to say X-Files. All the X-Men. And now with Fox, we're going to be getting The Simpsons and so much more. And I'm like, this has everything.
You know what I'm wondering, though? Because that's something I already noticed with Netflix, is because every country and their TV channels have their own, bought their own rights to the various series, right? And that's why some things are not available on our Netflix, because some other channels basically bought that before. So I wonder how they're going to do that, actually.
I don't know. I suppose, like, now that Disney owns everything around the world.
Who gives a shit, right?
Yeah, Disney's just going to be like, here you go.
Yeah, maybe. That would be the hope. I did read some, no proper actual release date, because, as you mentioned, it will launch on November the 12th for the US and other countries, I guess. But what I saw is basically a timeline where it says by March, Western Europe will have it. So they will basically drip it to Europe. So by March, Western Europe should be done. Then Eastern Europe will get it. And so they will release it in the, like, 2 years or something, which I don't really get why they would do that, actually. It's a weird system.
It's a really weird system. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I just wish that we were getting it all now, because there's going to be so much cool Marvel stuff coming out. Yes. As we talked about in our Geeking Out About Marvel episode.
This is honestly the reason why I want it so badly. I don't even know if I would want it for all the Disney movies, but for the Marvel series, I really want it.
Yeah, and Captain Marvel is going to be streaming as on Disney Plus as an exclusive. It's never going to be seen on any other streaming platform.
They're so smart and so ruthless at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't generally know how I can ethically subscribe to Disney still, but it's apparent they have too much great stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a lost cause. Like, it's just one of those things that it's going to own the world, so may as well enjoy the ride.
I love that this comes from you like this. makes me feel better that you said that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't subscribe to that for a lot of things in life, but when it comes to Disney...
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much with Disney that's so good. And yeah. I can't, like... That would be like saying, no, I'm never going to watch a Marvel movie again. No, I'm never going to watch Star Wars again. No, I'm never going to watch, like, the next Pixar film that comes out. Like, it's just not possible.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Plus, like, The Lion King and Aladdin. I just wish that they would stop doing live actions, but that's fine.
Yeah. I would appreciate if they stopped re-vomiting everything and re-chewing everything they already had. So apparently the original ideas are not at home at Disney, but they know how to buy shit. And yeah, they have the money to do so, to create awesome stuff. But if they don't take Tom Holland back, I will be so sad.
Yeah, there's a sad thing going on in there for sure.
Yeah.
So I shared a tweet the other day about some of my favorite Saturday morning Disney cartoons that are coming to Disney Plus. And I'm so excited about them.
I think you should share this because I also don't know about.
Okay. Well, first off, we're going to be getting Darkwing Duck.
Oh, that was a post related to Disney Plus. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
We're getting DuckTales. Woo! Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Chip, 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 and chip, chip, and chip.
Dale, Rescue Rangers. You don't know the words.
The German one, because all I know.
That's allowed then. And my favorite, Tailspin. So excited.
Tailspin? I need to...
Tailspin.
Oh! Oh, what were they called? Captain Baloo? Could that be possible? Yeah.
I think so. That's what I remember his name as, so I think that's
Captain
right.
Blaubeer. No, that's the wrong one.
I feel like that's German.
Yeah, it's Captain Baloo und seine tollkühne Crew. Jesus, we are not great with naming shit. That's because Germans are too lazy to speak English and therefore keep the names. Tailspin. Oh no, I really loved Chip and Chap.
Chip and Dale.
Chip and Chap, they're called here. They're not called
really?
Chip.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What is the song then?
That you Chip were... and Dale. Chippendale, Rescue Rangers, Chippendale.
See, we don't even keep the name. It's called, one is called Chip and the other is called Chap.
You German speakers are weird.
I can't blame the bigger country this time because we don't have any proper TV stuff that produces big shit, so I can always blame Germany for that, as history proves me.
And the awesome, one of our awesome listeners, Flame Flash, pointed out that all of these shows are actually super feminist, which is really cool considering they were like late 80s, early 90s.
I don't remember that.
So in Tailspin, it's about a single mom who's a business owner. In The Rescue Rangers, Gadget is like the smartest of the Rescue Rangers. She's the female mouse and she's awesome.
She's called DuckTales. Gadget, I like that.
Yeah, because she's so techie and stuff. She was really cool. I actually really like Rescue Rangers. It was a favorite. DuckTales has Webby always proving herself to the boys and Mrs. Beakley doing the same. Like these kind of minor characters, they're not always there with the main ones, but they had really strong female characters. And then in Darkwing Duck, he was a single dad raising a super strong daughter.
Darkwing Duck?
Yeah.
Was a single dad?
I think so. Was he not, or was he just raising a strong daughter? I don't actually know if he was married.
Adopted daughter, Gosselin.
Yeah. So he was a single dad.
Weird!
Yeah. So thank you, Flame Flash, for pointing that out, because it's so true, and it's kind of overlooked, like the cartoons from your childhood. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Being a single parent in, what, the 90s? In a comic series? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Do you know that they were so what you call Chippendale, right? They
were Chippendale, yeah.
Chippendale, sorry.
Chippendale.
Sounds like Chippendales.
It is.
It's too close. Maybe that's why we switched it to Chip and Chap.
Maybe.
When they didn't have names yet, we called them A and B something something. And there were sometimes clips that were not the series, the Rescue Rangers, but they were part of the... They were doing stuff with Donald Duck and stuff like that. Do you remember that? Vaguely.
Maybe.
I see vaguely. You nodding very vaguely.
Yeah.
Because they were amazing too. I remember one distinctly, and I get super, super flashback to when I was little, when the two Chippendales, who weren't called Chippendale then... When they made nut butter out of walnuts and they totally ate everything away from Donald Duck. Well, we have
that. That's funny. That's cool. I think I do have some kind of recollection about that for sure.
I have to Google that. I want to see if that's available somewhere. Maybe it will be on Disney Plus, though. How cool would that be?
It probably will be.
Like the super, super, super Disney oldies. I would really like that.
Yeah, like Steamboat Mickey, the first one.
Yeah, he looks that'd be really cool. As Steamboat Mickey.
I know, but still, it'd be really cool. I wonder if all those, like, the Mouseketeers are going to be on it, like, from the early 90s. Is it the House of Mouse, the Mouseketeers, where, like, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera and Justin Timberlake all got their start amongst, like, other
Mickey Mouse other Club?
People. Yeah, Mouseketeers. The Mouseketeers.
That was something very America-specific.
Yeah. I never watched it, but I just know that it was on it. So that's why I'm like, I wonder if it was on it.
Wow. I just found a list on Wikipedia that these Mouseketeers Mickey Mouse Club thing started in 1955.
Yeah, it was going forever.
We didn't get that over here. That was very, 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 like, the Americas specific?
It was specific to the United States. I don't even think we got that in Canada.
Really?
Yeah. Or maybe I just didn't get, like, a Disney Channel in Canada. That could also be a thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, they have been culminating money since the beginning of time, basically.
Since the beginning of any kind of media.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about these piles and piles and piles of money. Disney can do everything they want, let's be honest.
Exactly. Why fight it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Disney is really just Scrooge McDuck swimming through his vault of coins.
Yeah. very much so.
I was always really impressed with that, though, because, like, first of all, jumping into that would really hurt. And how does he swim? Like,
I had the same thoughts. I know he's a duck,
but...
I had the same thoughts about how painful that must be. Mm-hmm. Things you think of as a kid.
I know. I was always like, I want to swim in money, but I think it would really hurt.
Sometimes I think we're the same person. Only sometimes.
Yeah. Just like most of the time. Like 95% of the time.
Yeah. And to, except when we're not.
And then those other times you don't like peanut butter.
I don't like peanut butter. I'm on the other side.
This is part of that 5%.
I'm on the other side of the world. So I'm in the peanut. It's like with the licorice. That's only, that's only something that's more northern, and I am very far below this equator of the licorice equator.
Yeah, I agree. The licorice equator, it's not even so much an equator. It's kind of like a bubble. There's the countries that really love licorice, and then there's everywhere else in the world.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Scandinavia and northern Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I had bad experience. I had a northern German boyfriend for quite a long time. And then licorice apparently was great up there. I mean, it wasn't great because it was gross. But I brought stuff back home and I gave it to my friend's school and they hated me for it. Because it's so gross. Yeah,
pretty much.
It was salted, really gross. Salted licorice as well. So I went for the worst.
Do you hate your friends?
Well, no, I don't think so. But I like making fun of them. Anywho, Disney Plus. What else do we have to say about it?
I am excited for they're going to do Disney nature documentaries, which sounds really, really cool. Like they've got Disney Reef, which is going to be narrated by Natalie Portman. What?
What?
And yeah, and so like you're going to be looking at, I'm assuming, Great Barrier Reef or other kind of coral reefs and dolphins. And I'm like, this is cool. And they're going to be doing a lot, including more about penguins and hopefully like more about environmental issues as well. I think that will be really, really cool because Disney obviously has a lot of, they're like an authority in the world. So hopefully they can use some of that power for good, bringing more knowledge about the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the company itself probably has to do a lot still when it comes to a lot of things, but definitely having more documentaries. I like that it's National Geographic, apparently. It's part of it, so there will be pretty great documentaries.
Yeah.
So let's hope they create a positive impact at some point. I think at some point in the lifetime, people and companies need to realize that it's important to have a positive impact on the world and other people. Then focus on how much money I have in my bank account. Looking at you, Disney Plus. You don't have to worry about that ever again anymore, I guess.
Yeah. So one thing, though, that's not going to be on Disney Plus. So there's no rated R or adult-oriented content. So this means no Deadpool. At least not the R-rated one. There but might be something. But then it's,
5 minutes of Ryan Reynolds looking at the camera?
Yeah. So we're also not sure about those Marvel TV series that are on Netflix, the Defenders ones, like Daredevil, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones, because they're pretty heavy on the F-bombs. So they might not be, but they've all been canceled already. And there's been talk of them leaving Netflix, so I don't know what's going to happen with those if they're not finding a new home on Disney Plus.
I can't. I mean, I heard that they have a pretty tense policy when it comes to being family friendly, and that's what is the main reason why they didn't want to have Deadpool in it. But I feel that you can put everything behind a kid's safety wall. And maybe if they want to be initially friendly, then maybe they need to have an adult safety wall where you have to log in as an adult instead of turning the kids one on.
Yeah, maybe that's the smarter plan. Like, I know with Netflix, you can have, like, children's accounts and just be like, kids, go free.
Yeah.
So then you have, like, the adult filter as well. I think that's a good idea.
So maybe if it starts out with the kids version, that's PG, whatever it's called, neutral. has no, there's free of the R rating. And then if you want to see, like, you back in the days when you went into the VHS stores and you want to rent porn, you had to go behind the curtain. So that wasn't available for free. So yeah, I think that would be a nice way of getting around all of that, because I don't want to not watch Jessica Jones and all the other dirty stuff. I mean,
not that it's even dirty, just
because more... I was talking about porn a second ago. That's great now.
I don't really want to watch Disney porn, though. That would be really weird. That would be taking childhood one step too far, like your childhood stuff. Anyways,
yeah, I don't know if I don't should know. Turn this conversation more into the gutter or just leave it where it is. I think I just leave it where it is for now.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing to do.
All the stuff that goes on in my head now, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, do you think that you'll be subscribing to Disney Plus?
Oh, I will definitely be subscribing. I will be subscribing mainly for Loki. Sorry. What a sound.
That noise. Please never do it again.
Sorry. And all the Marvel series. I can't lie. I want to see What If. I want to see WandaVision. I want to see all the other things they announced on Disney Plus, on the Disney Expo.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. And I need to do the Star Wars marathon with you. Probably not gonna happen, because probably will not be available by that time when you want to do it. But still, true. It's a nice thing to have, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. I'm definitely gonna be downloading it. I'm definitely gonna be subscribing to it. I can't see a reason not to. The price is right. Like, it's a really, really reasonable price.
Yeah.
So there might not be as much content as what's on Netflix, but it's all going to be really good content, especially that, like, the Marvel stuff and the Star Wars stuff, like you say. Plus, like, The Simpsons. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a huge fan of The Simpsons, and I haven't actually seen an episode in years because we don't have cable TV anymore.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, this is gonna do it. So
yeah. For me, the same. The price is sick for 4 people, $8, euros, whatever. That's just a no-brainer.
So listeners, tell us, are you going to be subscribing to Disney Plus? Are you in the States? Do you get it on November 12th and making me and Monica jealous?
Yes.
Leave us a note in the comments of wherever you see this episode and tell us what you're most excited about Disney Plus.
Let us know. We want to share the excitement and share some pictures with us, what it looks like and stuff. We're curious. I really want to know.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Awesome. So cool. That was a short and quick one.
Just the way we like them. That's not true. We like the long ones.
Whatever people make out of that now. We wouldn't make it to Disney Plus, would we?
No. Monica and I are not family friendly.
No. Anyway, thanks for tuning in this week. Let us know everything about your opinion about Disney Plus. That wasn't the proper English, but who cares?
Who cares? And we will see you again next week with a really cool episode. You're going to enjoy it.
Like all the episodes.
Maybe we should end every episode being like, the next one's really cool. Definitely listen.
Yeah, definitely listen. See you next week then.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.